Visual Studio 2017 delivers an enhanced live code analysis experience. Let's take a look at some of the quick fixes and refactorings we've added, as well as the new code style feature. Here I have a simple class library that's helping me organize my bike workouts. I've already written all my logic and all my tests are passing, so the next thing I need to do is just clean up my code to make it ready for my code review. As I scroll through this, the first thing I see is that in this toString method, I'm returning a string.format expression. To show my team that I've embraced C# 6, I actually now want to convert this to an interpolated string. Instead of having to do this manually, I can access a refactoring or a code action by pressing Control Dot. When I do this, it's going to offer any code fix that is available for me or any refactoring. And sure enough, here I can see that it's going to offer to convert this to an interpolated string for me. With all code analysis, you get a live code preview of what this change is going to do, and it's going to look like any normal code diff where you can see what is getting removed and what is being added. This looks great, so I'm going to press Enter to commit this change. As I continue going through my file, I notice that this miles traveled property has a lot of stuff going on in its getter. And perhaps this means I should actually convert this into a method instead. Instead of having to do this manually and update it at the sites everywhere, again, I can access refactorings by pressing Control Dot, and I can see that's offering to convert this property to a method. I can commit this by pressing Enter. I can see that formatting got a little wonky, so you can always use Format Document by pressing Control KD. To format your entire document. Something else I noticed was that now I'm in the trainer class, but up above I had the class workout. I actually work in my development style where I write all my classes in a single file, and then my team actually requires that we put every class in a file with a matching name. My development style is to write all my classes in a single file. And then my team requires that we eventually extract all of these out into files with a matching name. So what I have to do is actually pull out this workout class and pull out any other class I have in this file and put it in its own separate file. Instead of having to do this manually, again, I can just access any refactoring by pressing Control Dot, and I can see that there's a refactoring to move this type to a file with the same name. So you can see that this type is called workout and it's offering to move it to workout.cs. I can press Enter to now commit this. And I'm just gonna scroll through real quick and see if there's any other type I have in here. And sure enough, I have an enum that I can also now extract into its own file. I can see these now in the Solution Explorer. So here is my enum and here is my workout class. In my workout class now, I actually realize that I don't want to have this Pascal casing in the middle of the word. So I can actually press Control RR to rename this. And I just want to call it workout with a lowercase o. I can press Enter to commit this rename. And now what I realize is that my type name doesn't actually match my file name. There's a capitalization difference. So instead of having to manually rename the file, I can access the refactoring with Control Dot. There's actually two refactorings here that are offered to me. I can either rename my file to match my type, or I can rename my type to match my file. So I actually want to do the former, so to commit that, I just press Enter. And sure enough, you can see that workout file is now renamed. Going back to my trainer class, I'm going to keep looking through to see if there's any place that I need to fix up. And as I go, I finally get to this get workout intensity, where I realize that I don't have any curly braces around these if statements. My boss is a real stickler for code style, and he really likes it when we put braces around everything. So now I'm grudgingly accepting that I need to find every if statement and add braces to it. However, in Visual Studio 2017, we have code actions for many of these tedious actions. So I can press Control Dot, and I actually get the chance to add braces here. And in fact, I want to do it everywhere because I don't know where I have a single line if statements without braces. So I can apply this everywhere in my document and apply it, and now it gets applied everywhere. So many of these code actions can be applied across your document, project, or solution to save you time and effort. Something you may have noticed here is a gray dotted line under double, and you may be wondering what that is. This illustrates a code suggestion where you can hint a best practice or a stylistic preference to developers. If I press Control Dot, I can see that the code fix that's being offered is telling me to use var instead of the explicit type. This is part of Visual Studio 2017's new code style configuration and enforcement feature. So I can press Enter to commit this, and I can go to Tools, Options, and look at code style to see that, sure enough, my var preferences are set for built-in types to prefer var at the suggestion severity level. I can change how I want this enforced in the editor simply by clicking on the dropdown. If I'm a real stickler for code style, I can change this to an error so that if I ever violate this rule, my code will not build. That seems pretty intense, so I'm going to keep it as a suggestion. Along with just general code style, we've actually added also custom naming conventions. So if I want to add a custom naming convention, you can now do this in Visual Studio 2017. Everyone has all sorts of different naming rules. So for example, I want to add one that's going to find all async methods, and it's going to require that the method name end with async. And I'm going to make this a warning if you violate it. I'm just going to move this up because order matters in this list, and I think this is a really important rule that should apply above everything else. If I now click OK, I can scroll down to where I have an asynchronous method, and sure enough, you can see that there's a green squiggle under Save Workouts. If I press Control Dot, it's showing me that I've actually violated a naming convention that I've set and offers the fix to fix it for me. So you can see that now it's telling me this should be Save Workouts Async. And I can press Enter to commit my code style change to now make it adhere to my rules. Another thing we can look at is if I look at my test file, I can also see a gray dot here. This is actually just suggesting an actual best practice or an alternative approach to the code that I've written. So if I press Control Dot here, I can see that it's offering that I should use an object initializer, which is not required, but it's just something that if I'm trying to learn the language, that it's showing me a different form that I could use. And so again, I can press Enter to now commit this change. Lastly, we now support editor config files in Visual Studio. Editor config is a popular file format that allows developers to configure code formatting settings, and it's included in source control. So for example, you can see that I have an editor config file in my Solution Explorer. I see that I have an indent size of 4. Now let's say that I want to change this to spaces instead of tabs. I can now make it space. And now, if I open my trainer file, and I choose to view the white space, so I can come up here to the setting to view my white space, you can see that tabs are everywhere. However, if I write a new line of code, you can see that it's using spaces. And if I want my entire document to comply with my editor config rules, I can just reformat the document with Control KD, and now you can see it turned all my tabs into spaces in this document. That's it for code style and code analysis. So I hope you enjoyed the new productivity features that we are bringing to you in Visual Studio 2017.